Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hello, podcasters.
Hello, podcasters.
If you've been a regular podcaster all year, thank you so much for your commitment. We've still got a week next week.
We're on.
And that'll be best of podcasts, I believe, over our holidays, I assume.
There's a little bit of a trend. We don't know. There's a little bit of a trend going about how you can do this to relieve anxiety. Do you guys want to do it with me?
Absolutely.
Because it's a TikTok thing, so I know you'll love it. So you just get your palm facing you, right?
Yeah.
And then your, is that your index finger?
Mm-hmm. Your pointer? Pointing finger.
Your pointing finger. That needs to tap on your thumb. Tap, 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 tap. Release it. And then you go to your middle finger. Ooh, root finger. Tap, 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 tap. And then you go through. Some neurologically difference is supposed to happen in your brain. Do you feel calm?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, I guess you have to have anxiety first.
Did you feel calm before you started?
No, he was all like irate.
I guess it's sort of, I guess if you're overthinking something, this gets you thinking about something different.
Yes,
so it passes
it brings
the
it
thought.
Back. Yeah. So that's what they say. If you always, when you're stressed, you hold your breath.
Yeah, I guess you do, don't you? Have you ever had that? I think it's called, this must be what sleep apnea is. I've woken up a few times where you've stopped breathing in your sleep.
That is sleep apnea, yeah.
Is that what people who get sleep apnea, that's what happens to them?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, that must be horrible.
It is horrible because you don't get any sleep either, because any time you drift off, you're back up awake.
It's like when you've got a blocked nose, you know, when you're really sick?
Yes. Yeah. And it's like someone's gone and like poured dust, sawdust in your mouth when you wake up because your mouth's been open. Not good.
No.
Today's podcast, Megan
Trainor. I called her Megan.
I know, I didn't want to say anything, but she was really upset.
Megan. I just didn't want to get her confused with Meghan Markle.
I'm sure she probably answers to both. Megan. Megsy. Megalicious.
Because you always say, Megan Trainor, but you always say Megan Markle.
Yeah, what's her name?
Megan
Markle.
They're both Meggle.
Oh,
they're both Meggles. They're Meggles. They don't believe in magic.
They're both Megan.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah, why do I say Megan?
I don't know. I didn't know if it was because you don't like her.
No, I just said, yeah. I mean, I'm not that petty. I'm pettier.
Practice. It's Meghan Merkel.
Meghan Merkel?
There you go. Perfect. Don't change your thing.
She's been a bit quiet lately.
No, she's doing that bloody podcast talking every day. Every day there's another story about something she said.
She tried to go.
Oh, was there?
I think they're trying. It's not her fault you haven't got her in the news the whole time. She's been really working on it.
No.
They went on a holiday or something.
I wonder if they're running out of money.
No.
No, because they've got all that sweet deal with Spotify.
Yeah.
Is it Netflix as well?
Yeah, they've got the Netflix, yeah.
So they've got that. But I know what you mean. Like they own a
lot of property.
Right. When you're royal.
He doesn't. They don't. No, he doesn't.
No, they have loopholes where they actually own. They have a.
No. We're talking about Meghan Markle, though, and Harry. Mm. They separated. So they.
Yeah, but he took his property portfolio with him.
Oh, like
they have their own stuff that they do outside.
I thought he wasn't allowed to.
Family.
That was exactly
they have
what...
ways of setting up functions.
No, but I thought the whole news was that he wasn't allowed to.
Yeah, right. Well, they have a bit stashed away.
Right.
I wouldn't be worried about him too much. King Charles owns enough real estate that's the size of Colorado.
Yeah, but okay. Yeah.
But it's not technically the royals.
But what you're saying is he already got his inheritance now. That's not fair.
No, that's true.
So, okay, so the property that Harry and Meghan own. They
no, they're renting. It's, they're it, renting that they're one. Rent,
no, but the stuff they do own that's not owned by the royal family. They personally own that stuff
through various.
Right. Okay. See, I thought when they were like, "I'm not a prince no more," they go, "Well, we're going to take."
Well, that's what it was confirmed.
They get $100 million. Well, the royal family do get $100 million from the British government a year, and that's from the people and the taxes and whatnot.
So they just spread that between them for the work that they do for the public.
Mm.
Shit, that's a good deal.
And that's
isn't
just
it?
The only that's the one official thing. All the rest of the stuff that they've got going on and little corporate ventures and things that they do on the side.
But they don't own the Santa Barbara house, if that's what you're talking about.
Right.
Well, yeah. So that's pretty expensive. That's $14 million.
But I think they're doing okay.
Yeah. Right. Mm. But I just mean there would be when you're a royal. And you know that hundo million's going to roll over each year and you get a little slice.
But that, I mean, when you think about it, like even the upkeep on the palace would be pretty close to that, if you think about it.
True.
Think how much it is to renovate a toilet and you got 50 of them.
It was bought in a trust.
Right.
It was bought in a trust, right,
mm-hmm.
from the offices of Meghan Markle's longtime Hollywood business manager.
Mm,
right. Uh-oh, Harry, it's in her name.
Yes. Mm. Oh, well. Our boy will come back to us one day. We'll be like, it's all right, mate, come on. Pour yourself a coldie. Let's have a chat.
Wow. You wouldn't even do that with Ethan. So
break
that's
it
good.
Down. Let's get into the podcast, huh?
Okie dokie.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
If I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna
hey
be
everyone,
me.
It's Meghan Trainor.
Hi, I'm Meghan Trainor.
Is that Meghan Trainor?
It's getting crazy again.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, by that bass.
Bass, 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 bass.
I'm here.
Hi. I saw you quickly trying to eat and I'm just like, oh, what is she eating?
Crackers.
Very good, very good. Meghan Trainor is on with us this morning. What a pleasure to speak with you.
Oh my God, it's an honor. Hi, how are y'all doing?
We're great.
Congratulations on your new single, Made You Look. It is so much fun. And I've watched the film clip so many times as well.
Thank you. I love how you say film clip. I love that. It's so cute.
What do you say?
Music video.
Oh, music video. Sorry, music video. Okay.
No, film clip is better.
Yeah. It's a whole film, isn't it? Is it true, firstly, that you are holding Chris Olsen as a hostage? Is that true or what's going on?
Yes. I keep him in my basement.
Okay.
But it's better this way.
It is. It's better for everybody. Everyone's winning.
Everyone's winning.
Of course, because your song Made You Look, it is undoubtedly the biggest song on TikTok at the moment. So congratulations on that. And it's taking off around the world. And you guys do a lot of TikToks together. But isn't TikTok just this weird and wonderful world where just stories just take off?
Oh yeah, it's the greatest place. I'm on the toilet on TikTok. I'm in the shower on TikTok. I do simple chores on TikTok, you know?
But you would have seen it firsthand, amazingly, how the music industry has changed and how a lot of music is being discovered from TikTok, and even old hits are being rediscovered from TikTok. Like, I mean, the Stranger Things phenomenon, no one knew who Kate Bush was under the age of 35, and now she's a global phenomenon. You've seen this firsthand all change during your career.
Yeah, a song of mine, Tidal, blew up when I started writing this album. It blew up on TikTok, and that's a 7-year-old song off my first album. Mm. I always wanted it to be a single, so it was kind of a moment of like, I was right. That was a good song. And it inspired this album to go back to do doo-wop stuff like that, you know?
I love that it's a time of today, though, that you guys were filming your film clip, because I'm going to commit to that. and then who got COVID? Did you have to delay it?
Yeah, Chris Olsen. We didn't delay it because that would have cost so much money. But we sent his butt home. We sent him home to get well. And then we actually had to do a reshoot anyways because we lost a couple looks because we went overtime. Mm. And then by the reshoot, we made sure he was healthy for it so that he could actually be in the video anyways. So it was a win-win for all. It was destiny.
Very nice. And you've obviously, you're back home now, but you've been in Australia. You've been doing Idol. We're so excited to see that on the television next year.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I go back February and March.
I'm most excited because Idol always had not just the great singers, but they always had the terrible singers. And that was always a highlights package because they were hectic. Please, please, for the love of God, tell me there's a lot of those this year.
Oh, yeah. We got characters.
Yeah.
And to the point where I would talk to the producers and be like, are you proud of yourselves? Why did we do that? It was some dark, dark times. But me and Kyle had the best time laughing. And sweet Amy Shark is the nicest human being ever. But even she was like shaking and I would pinch her like, how you doing?
Yeah, because she said the same though. She said, I felt so bad because I felt like, what are the producers doing? Like you said. But she was like, the producers told her that, you know, they wanted to be on the show and they just wanted to get on there regardless of how they performed.
Yeah, and I didn't know that they don't show every single one because we saw like 1,000 people. So I was like, I would always say, well, don't worry, at least the world got to see you do what you love. And Harry was like, stop telling them that, dude. They don't know if that's going to make it. I was like, whoops.
Well, you actually, having said that, you would have had to have come up with a lot of those things. Like, it's kind of like when someone breaks up with you and they do the, oh, no, it's not you, it's me.
Oh, yeah, it was horrible. It was horrible, like, trying to like find a nice way to be like, hey, singing's not for you, yeah. You know? A lot of times I would, which is true, I'd be like, you're such a fun character that you should be on TikTok. Like, you should speak for your personality and for how cool you are. But, like, maybe not in the singing world. And Sweet Amy, it always says, like, this business is really tough and brutal and hard. And we're like, okay.
you're just no good.
Better than false hope.
Yeah. It was tough.
I don't reckon Kyle would have felt guilty. I don't think he would have had the conscience. No.
So sometimes Kyle, like, gave up immediately and was like, well, geez. Or he'd be like, stop, you know? Like, he's a brave one, you know? Not shy.
Sometimes I think it makes people more determined. Like, if they were good singers and I guess they didn't really go through, you know, the rejection would be good. You would have had to deal with so much rejection throughout your career, though.
Oh, yeah, but not, like, face-to-face like that. So yeah. I don't know how. I would never have been brave enough to do something like this. So I tell them that. I go, I couldn't ever do what you're doing right now. So you win just for being brave enough to show up, like, regardless of what happens. But there were people that we would say no to and they would keep singing.
Uh-huh.
We're like, oh.
Yeah, of course. You need that big hook to come off of the stage and just drag them off like the old days.
You know, like, it's okay.
Well, the single made you look. The album, Taking It Back. Did JoJo Siwa end up doing a song with you?
We're writing songs for her project coming out. I don't know when her project will be. I just know we wanted to, like, get her music to an elevated pop diva place, and she's an icon, and it's sounding really good. So that's where I've been working with JoJo Siwa in my studio.
Yeah, because you've got the whole, I mean, this is the thing, I do follow you on TikTok, so I've seen it, your whole house practically. I'm not being a creeper. A little bit. because you've got the whole setup in your house, everything happens there, right?
Yeah, I try to not leave my house as much as possible. I build everything here. But my studio's in my basement, and JoJo comes over and we do sessions here.
Yeah, I even worked out the other week that your husband was in Spy Kids. Like, I've learned a lot about you over the last little while.
I've married a legend. Thank you.
That must be so weird for you. I mean, you've always shared a lot in interviews and things like that, but fans are lucky to have such access like never before, really, hey?
Yeah, I'm an open book. I have no shame, really. And the new thing people love is my two toilets next to each other with me and my husband that we share.
I remember that now. My God. Yeah, that went viral, didn't it?
Why do you have that?
Because our bedroom is so far away from every other bathroom. And if I have to pee in the middle of the night at the same time as him, which I usually do, I get angry. And so there was a bidet in there and I was like, we're not going to use this. And I had an extra toilet and I said, hey, plumber, pop this in. And he did. And it was the best decision I've ever made in my whole life.
Wow.
He's in her bathrooms.
Ask the question. Ask what you want to ask.
I just wanted to know, is there any rules about
we don't poop together.
Thank God. Okay, cool. All right. Yeah, no, that's fine. Peeing's fine. But I just didn't know if you both. I think it's a straining that puts me off. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just don't. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I need to be alone, like, with my TikTok if I'm doing that.
Okay.
Well, we've got our exclusive.
See, I can poop with my wife in the bathroom.
But don't. If you can, just don't.
Can't wipe with her.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I just can't have him pooping with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm the same.
Okay.
It's a different level of men.
I love you, but I don't have to love you when you're doing every single thing.
Yes.
But I love you too.
Oh, that's what it is.
Oh, this is hell.
So you've done your album. You're working with JoJo Siwa. How many people do you work with? Have you got a lot of people coming through?
My dream is to write for as many people as I can. So, like, I have a session booked with Hailee Steinfeld coming up. Mm-hmm. She's such an amazing artist. I told my team, I was like, while I'm here, before I go back to Australia, like, let's do some songwriting. Let's get in with as many artists as I can. That's my dream.
Mm.
Yeah, nice. Mm. So, but do a lot of people reach out to you or you reach out to them?
It depends. Everything's weird. Sometimes I'll get a text of, like, I'm looking for this, and I'll send a text of a song to an artist, and that's how it gets cut. The best way to get a song like that is when you're friends with the artist. Like, JoJo, I was friends with her first, and she did a music video for me when I was pregnant. She danced for my Christmas song.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, when are you getting in the studio? Can I get in there with you? And she was like, yes. So stuff like that.
Well, we cannot wait to see you on Australian Idol, your brand new album as well, Taking It Back. It is out now. The new single, Made You Look. It is everywhere, and we're so grateful to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for your time. Thanks for playing it.
Thank you. Can't wait to have you back in Australia.
Yes. I'll be there February, March. Love you.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Bucks tomorrow. It'll be Friday the 25th of November. Here are your answers for Alpha Bucks to make it easy to win.
Okay. Three answers are Kiss, Kelp and Kingsman.
Kingsman's a movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. All right. Later. See you tomorrow.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Well, my friend just asked me a question when we were just sitting there with the kids, were swimming at their swimming class, and she just said, hey, if you had your parenting all over again, what would you do differently? If you could go back to the start. And, like, you look, there's some people that go, no, nothing, it's all a learning curve. But I was like, oh. And we both agreed for us, it was that we would never do controlled crying.
Right.
Because for our eldest children, and we both had them at the same time, we used to always complain that they're just not sleeping. And I read every single baby book that there possibly was. And there was this one book that was very, very well known, very, very well known. And it was all about sleeping times and everything. I think it was like a Save My Sleep or something along those lines. And then I realised that that person does not have children. And that's no criticism to them because I know that they were desperately trying. But I was like, I just didn't feel like I could then relate.
Nah, you can't write a parenting
book. You can, though. Unless, you can because some of the best nannies are.
That's
unless
true.
You've
you know,
been
the
to
super
war,
nanny.
You
no.
can't write about war.
No, the super
do.
Nanny does. You know better, I guess, when you take out the emotion. But that, for me, I wouldn't have done controlled crying because the children that I've done that with are the worst sleepers, and now we just co-sleep, and it's, like, the best.
So, because you now let Cole sleep in your bed whenever he wants.
Gave up, and it's amazing.
Yeah, but you love the cuddles.
I love him so much, and it's cuddling. But then I think about it. I'm like, what did I do to my eldest when I just forced him to sleep by himself? And it was awful. He used to sit out the front of the room in absolute tears because a sleep specialist had told you, and you're like, I just don't feel right. And then it ends up that he had a milk allergy. I was like, why do you do that to yourself?
Well, you're only trying to do your best. You're doing what you think is right.
Of course you are. But I liked it because I put it up on socials and I got so many messages from mums that are going through it now. And I got so many messages from mums that have gone through it and they gave their advice.
Right.
And those ones I really, like, enjoyed. So 13, 10, 60, if you had your parenting back from the start, what would you do differently? Because one of them said, I wouldn't have ignored my instinct because my parents told me not to, and I would have got our child assessed earlier for autism. I was like, that's great advice. The number one thing said by guys, what do you reckon it was?
Not have them.
Use protection.
Yeah.
I know they weren't just joking. A lot have said I would have avoided or delayed iPads from the start.
Right.
And would have read more books and I wouldn't have had the fights that I'm having now.
I agree. I wish I never gave our now 8-year-old Fortnite.
Yeah. Okay.
And any parent at school.
Just delay it.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
I say if your kids are on it, don't let them on it.
Yeah.
Because they just get hooked on it.
Because you think it's fine at the time. A lot have said that they'd be more present and patient.
Yeah.
I wrote back saying, I'd yell less, but I still haven't achieved that one.
I say every day when I go to bed, I'm going to be more patient tomorrow.
Shut up! Shut up! I'm saying I'm going to be patient.
But you're in that unique situation, Maddie, when you know how fleeting it is. How much do you miss your eldest being young?
Oh, that is the hardest thing. It actually feels like a breakup because he's 20, engaged to get married. The only time he calls you is when he calls you back 3 days after you've called him. Not because there's anything wrong with our relationship, but just because he's now living his own life.
Yeah.
And now our poor younger children are just getting, like, squeezed. Because you do, you miss it. You grieve the little person, that whole little person is now gone.
Yeah.
They're still them, but they're someone else.
Some mums have said that they wouldn't have felt pushed going back to work so early.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you do
what you do at the time, right?
Yeah.
You don't have any other circumstances, but they're like, you can't get that back.
Hindsight.
So you would have changed? You're a great, you're a very good dad.
No, thank you.
You're a very hands-on dad. You should be proud of that.
Thank you.
But is there anything that...
No, I'm of that opinion that you're where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
At this time. So if you go back and change, butterfly effect, go back and change one thing, she might be a completely different kid.
Yeah, true.
You know?
That's what I hope for my
Or is that about it?
Maybe how good my love could be.
I mean, I know yours is perfect and everything, but...
Yeah, she's perfect.
Hey, Anna, what is it that you would change?
I would change the... what I would do is instill the gift of confidence into my boy. He was really, really good at his sport. so everybody would naturally think he was confident. And I wanted to ensure he stayed humble, so every time he would get a first, I'd be like, oh, it's all right, no big deal. And then he actually transferred that to school and would never praise himself or think he was any good. So he sort of got bullied and teased a little bit, and I would even say to him in the end, if you punch him in the head, I'll take you on school holiday, but or away for the weekend and give you a week off. But he was never, ever brave enough to stand up for himself. That was in grade one and two.
Right.
Yeah, and I just think these days he's much more confident, but he had to learn that himself. So it's so important to just find that happy medium and say, you know what, you are good and you're amazing and you need to tell the world, but don't, you know, don't be unkind about it either.
Yeah,
it's an Australian thing as well, isn't it? Don't brag. No one likes bragging.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tall poppy syndrome.
Indeed.
Is that in any other country?
No, it's just us. Well, I mean, they probably have a version of it, but it's
just a term for
poppy
us,
specifically.
Americans have the other way.
Like, oh, my God. I'm so good. I'm the best in the world.
We should take some of that.
Kaz and Alexandra Hills, if you had your time again, what would you do different as a parent?
Oh, good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Morning.
I would definitely do what Abby suggested. I would not do control crying.
Mm-hmm.
I did a triple P parenting program because I was just, my child wouldn't sleep either. And I would swap and encourage anyone who was struggling with parenting to do a circle of security parenting program. It is so beautiful and it focuses on that attachment therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And you go where the child's needs are. It's as easy as that, and it doesn't have to be complex. And it's a beautiful program, and it's just being with that child in their needs.
I've heard a lot about them because they offer them at different schools, but you can do it online as well for free, can't you?
The Circle of Security?
Or the Triple P Parenting, yeah.
I didn't love the Triple P, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's one you didn't like. Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
I have to have a look.
Yeah, Circle of Security is so much nicer and, it is based on attachment theory. With the Triple P and with that, the crying, like you said, Abby, I still have PTSD, I swear I do.
Just doesn't feel natural,
Yeah, leaving them in there.
Well, each of their own. Some of my friends rave about it and say it was perfect, you know, for them.
Yeah, it worked for us.
Yeah.
Hey, Renee, what would you change as a parent?
Oh, I'd stop being so bossy back in school. I'd tell myself to stop being bossy and worrying about how clean the house is and stuff like that, you know. It's not all of that important, I realise now.
Mm. How old are your kids?
So the oldest are 21, 19 and 18, and our youngest is now 11. Mm. So, yeah, she gets away with a lot these days.
But at the time, it feels like you have to boss everything around, and having that clean house is important.
But
it was at the time, but now it's sort of, I realise.
When they're 21 and they're off doing their own thing, and then you're like, you ask them to do something with you and they go, no, I'm busy. It just kills you, doesn't it?
Yeah. And he's married now too, so he's got his own little family sort of thing. No grandkids yet, but yeah.
When the cat's in the cradle and the seal's doing, so they have no bananas. Amanda from Alexandra Hills, what would you do differently if you were a parent again?
Hey guys, I wouldn't put so much pressure on myself to have a career and be a mum.
Right.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I have four kids, and the oldest is 18, and the youngest is one. And the mum guilt hits really hard.
Mm.
What, just about
I'm always at work.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. And I always say, isn't it? It's like you always pretend that you don't have kids when you're at work, and then you always try to pretend that you don't have a job when you're at home.
Mm.
It's that juggle.
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly it. So, and the days are long.
Mm.
Yes, but the years are short.
They sure are. I just feel like I'm missing out with the littlest one.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, because, you have to work. Everything's gone up in price and... Yeah, you have to be at work.
You always have to remember, though, that it's quality time over quantity.
This is very true.
Yeah. We had a, where was that child psychiatrist that was on that said, really, you need, like, quality time? It was, like, eight minutes a day. And that's just being undivided attention. Like, you're sitting there, you're present with them.
Yeah.
And I always stay by that. I'm like, oh, well, 9 minutes, right. you got to toddle off now.
Rory's asked me to cut mine back to four.
Thanks, Amanda.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Today I'm releasing our Queensland's COVID vaccine plan. It's a measured and cautious plan that will reunite families and protect Queensland from Delta. That is good news for families to be reunited for Christmas.
Do you think they're saying that 1 in 10 people that had COVID still have symptoms?
Really?
That's amazing. And I think that's, like, I'll go, no, that's bollocks. But I was like, well, I haven't got my smell back. Like, I've got it, but it's just, it's not like it was. So I guess that classes as a symptom as well, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Luckily, my taste is there. But there's a lot of people that have long COVID and you just think, wow. There's a girl that was talking about a new clinic that's opened here in Brisbane that's for people that had long COVID. 39-year-old, she's an occupational therapist, was studying part-time as well, used to run 20Ks. On the weekend, just for fun. Now can't even eat a meal without having to lay down because she's too tired.
Wow.
That's freaky.
It is freaky. And one person that is involved in the long COVID clinic at the Wesley Hospital is Matt Green. Hey, Matt.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, this clinic has just started and there's obviously a service for it because there's so many people that do have long COVID.
Yeah, it was something that here at the Wesley Hospital, we saw a demand through our specialists here. So the establishment of it was to provide a service for these people. As you mentioned, that there are some that are having these lingering effects from the acute COVID illness.
Is it easy to verify that it is from COVID? Because it must be hard to, oh, I'm tired all the time, like a lot of those symptoms people have in general. How is it possible to go, yes, it is from COVID and you are still suffering from COVID?
Yeah, that's a very good question. It's incredibly difficult. I mean, it is something that's a condition that needs to exclude all other alternative diagnoses to start with and rule out all other factors before we sort of start labelling it as long COVID. And that's where our GP and our specialists are doing an incredible job to facilitate that.
Why is there long COVID? What is it? Is it dealing with the brain? Like what part of, I guess, the illness is causing it?
Yeah, well, that's something we don't completely understand at this stage, and it's something that people are continuing to try and sort of work out and understand, but hopefully in the not-too-distant future we do start to understand it a little bit better.
Mm.
What would you say is one of the worst symptoms? Obviously fatigue's one everyone talks about, but is there something...
Probably for us, what we're seeing is obviously the fatigue aspect to it, but obviously the cognitive deficits, and you spoke about the patient previously, that these are otherwise high-functioning individuals that are unable to return back to work or can barely sit in front of a computer screen for 2 minutes without feeling that they can't concentrate for much longer.
Because that's the thing. It's right what you said, Stav. Like, you know, everyone, I guess, is tired to some degree. Mm. But if you're running 20Ks just, you know, every day on the weekend and you're such a high-functioning person to then have COVID in hospital, couldn't breathe, and then as a result you've never recovered.
Mm.
Some of them are saying that they need to go on disability pension because they can't get their life back.
Yeah, it's obviously quite debilitating to these people in terms of not being able to return to simple things like family life, for that matter, let alone going back to work. So it can be quite debilitating, not only to them physically, but socially and financially as well.
Does the, I guess you're probably not going to know the answer to this question because it is a field where no one really knows what's happening, but does the amount of times you've had COVID affect your outcome of getting long COVID?
Yeah, all of these things like the amount of times, the strain, all of these different types of, I guess, variants that we've seen and I guess, episodic natures of COVID, it's hard to determine. I mean, even hospitalisation versus non-hospitalisation hasn't really seen any disparity in the UK, but that's not to say that sort of our exposure here in Australia has been somewhat different as well.
Stav and I've been lucky. We haven't caught COVID.
No, we are still... That we know of, Matt.
Yeah, do you do anything to get your smell back, Matt?
It's a great question, Abby. I'm sorry I couldn't give you any advice over the phone today.
It's just smell. I'm fine.
I mean, it's kind of... I mean, look, it's positive. Fine. You're going to have 3 teenage boys in a few years, and so the lack of smell will be real helpful.
Yeah, but it's like when Stav used to have it. Like, some smells get through.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's like candles never believed me, did you? That's what annoys me. Candles.
The smells you want don't get through. The smells you don't want make
no,
the way
but
through.
That's fine. Like, compared to symptoms that people are having, you know.
Well, Matt Green, Irene. It's great work you guys are doing there at the Wesley for the rehabilitation of people who are doing it tough with long COVID. Really appreciate your time this morning.
No, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Surprising how often we play that.
I feel like everyone's got a Hooters story.
Oh.
Don't you feel like? Like, I don't know.
I don't.
You haven't been to the Gold Coast one?
No.
Is
there one on the Gold Coast?
Yeah, isn't there?
Well, road trip. I didn't even go when I was in America.
You didn't?
No.
Well, I had a boyfriend that went there and he got some choice photos and went out with the girls after, but he said it was only to get me some merch, so bought me
a
T-shirt.
What a nice guy.
So nice. And then we broke up and he was so annoyed that I never wore the T-shirt for him.
That's
anyway.
Right. So he almost called you, didn't he? Like, you've got to wear it once.
Why would you never show me? And then yeah. I bought your lingerie and I was like, well, someone else is enjoying it. Anyway.
I was going to say, did you wear it a lot after you broke up?
Yeah, to work.
Yeah.
But this has made headlines because it's an American franchise, right?
Yeah.
And it's made it over to the UK.
Okay.
And people are saying that's so awkward and embarrassing, and you would have seen the video of the girls dancing and singing and they're putting on an American accent. But it's always the outfit. You know, they wear the little shorts and wear the singlets. Mm.
Today in the news, a dad took his son there for doing well at school this year, so they went and celebrated it.
That's a win-win.
At Hooters, yeah.
His son was 9, by the way.
Oh.
9-year-old son.
We said school, so.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, it could be high school. He looks very happy.
Well, 9-year-old boy at Hooters.
There's a Hooters. Yeah, no, there's a Hooters on in Parramatta as well, if you feel like going there. But Ash, our producer, went over in New York.
Correct, yep.
And I was saying that I had a T-shirt and you were like, no, I've got something else.
One better. So, okay, me and my boyfriend Dan, we're at Hooters and we're sitting at the bar and the staff are really nice and obviously beautiful. So we're chatting up to them and like, hey, like they're really friendly.
They work for tips.
Yeah. Anyway, I was thinking it would be really cool to get some of the Hooters shorts, the little orange ones. I was like, oh, that'd be really cool to like have them wear around the house. And then we
Dan's
asked,
like, yeah.
Can we buy them?
I asked some of the girls, like, do you sell these? And they're like, no, that's our official uniform. We don't sell those as merch. Mm. And I was like, oh, that's really disappointing. Then Dan sort of got a few of them aside and was like, oh, I really, like, can I buy your shorts off you?
And can I get into your pants?
Yeah. Not for you.
For my girlfriend.
For my missus. For my missus.
I need to get better.
And they said, no, like, we need to finish our shift.
Yeah, you think about it. If you can buy the shirt and then you could buy the shorts, people could buy the whole outfit and just walk in and start waitressing.
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
I know.
Well, not anyone. I think you got to be a certain body
not
type.
Anyone. Anyone.
But anyway, these girls, they took a liking to Dan, and because they had good customer service, they were like, sure, we'll try and get you some. We'll just have to tell our boss that one of us has soiled our pants and then we'll need to go to the uniform cupboard and get out a pair for you. So one of these girls went up to her boss upstairs, said, oh my God, like Susie's shot her pants. She needs a new pair of orange Hooters pants, and lied to her boss.
Did she, though?
Yeah.
Or was she just a really, really method actress?
Then discreetly came back
Bring
down.
Bring her up here. I need proof.
Yeah. Not this again.
Little brown paper
bag.
Could
you say you soiled it with, like, food? Well, that's what I was thinking.
I sat on a tomato sauce packet.
No.
Ketchup.
Yeah. I remember. She said shut. And I was like, wow, they've really gone the next level.
Yeah.
So she brings down this little.
Was it your size?
Yeah.
They asked.
Imagine the boss sees it and goes, God, that guy's got a fetish.
Yeah. No, they asked. The girls asked Dan beforehand, and he was like, not really sure what size to give because my booty's bigger than all the girls that were working there. Mm. So I was like, the size might not match up.
So
anyway.
You obviously tipped him.
We tipped them a huge amount. So, yeah, brown paper bag discreetly under the table. Here you go.
Do you wear them at home?
I not.
After all that, you better.
No, sometimes I do, and I think, oh, what a nice memory. But they're just.
What a nice memory. Someone pretended to shat their pants so that I could get these.
Did they give you the new ones or the ones she shat in?
No, the brand new. Okay. Brand new out of the uniform cupboard. Very cool. I think it's cool.
That is very cool.
That is great.
Yeah.
That is very good.
That's a great story. Such a great story.
Dedication to customer service.
Yeah. Anyone want my shorts?
No.
Way ahead of you.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Teachers, principals, teachers aside, I need you to be honest with me. You can remain anonymous. I know that you guys are hardworking. I know that you do your assessments on your weekends. You don't just finish at 3 o'clock. I've got so many friends that are teachers and they just spend all their weekends and it's unpaid. I get that. However,
but
when has the school term actually finished? Has it finished now? Have you done your assessment? Is it all just movies from now? Because my eldest son has gone to a different school, gone to a Catholic school that's kind of like a high school now.
Yeah.
So he finishes this Friday.
What?
Ridiculous.
That's crazy.
And then the other
more you pay, the less you get.
And then the other primary school Catholic schools, they finish
next Friday.
Next Friday, which is Maddie.
Chumps.
And then I've got another. I know you live in Barton, mate. They're all basically
public school.
Yeah, I know, but they act like private there.
Public school that.
Not really.
Finishes at the same time.
Anyway. But they finish on the 10th, right? So I said to my son, you've got two more weeks, my young middle son, you've got two more weeks of school before you can finish like your elder brother. And when you go to his school, it'll be the same. And he's like, no, but I finish now. We did all our assessments yesterday, so I don't need to go to school anymore.
I'm just scrubbing tubs and picking chewy off the concrete,
Mum. You're having pizza parties and watching movies.
Well, then go. Sounds like a great time.
Well, it's hard because you've got
the other kid staying at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I've got to try and take the other one to childcare because I'm paying for it. He's going.
For the record, by the way, if teachers ring up and say the year is already done now, we still want to send our children to you.
Yeah.
We don't want to keep them home.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Remain anonymous, but just let me know, when was the school assessments due? And I would take Catholic school, independent schools.
Yeah, whatever school you go to.
Whatever school you go to.
When do you unofficially wrap up the year?
When did you have to hand in your assessments? They're already done, so now you're just doing... Because if...
It's treading water.
There's no more learning. Is that what you're sort of saying?
Yes.
Like, when did the learning start?
When did the learning start?
Because if you're not seeing that kid again and you've already had to do assessments, you're not going to be doing spelling tests. I get that. Why would you? You've got to do cleaning and prep and everything like that.
And you must be tired, teachers, honestly.
Looking after
this point, that it's one of the most stressful careers. That's why, and I don't condone this, but that's why they're saying often a lot of alcohol usage during teachers.
Because
they're dealing with kids the whole day.
Oh, yeah.
And we get it.
Totally. they don't have little lunch and big lunch. They have rosé lunch and scotch lunch.
I don't think they have it at school. I just meant when they get home was what the stats were saying.
Sure. Yeah, that was the biggest radio wink.
You can even hear a wink.
Mrs. Pink joins us. Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Pink.
So when is the learning officially finished? Have you done your assessments?
So report cards will be finalised at the end of this week, so tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I might be a mean teacher, but learning still continues for me. So we've got to keep up some kind of structure.
Mm.
Otherwise, they go a bit crazy.
Yeah, I guess it's 2 weeks is too long just to go, hey, free day every day.
Mm.
Absolutely. I mean, it's loosely structured and we can do more fun things. Like yesterday, we did an activity that was longer and more drawn out so we could do more drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really lovely and fun. But no, learning still continues. I'm a mean teacher.
Well done.
Bless. All right. Thank you.
All right, Miss Scarlett. Miss Scarlett, when does the teaching finish at your school?
So with my school, like Miss Tink said, my report cards are also finalised. However, I teach primary school, so for us, we're still doing assessment. We're doing assessment that doesn't contribute to the report card. So we'll be doing diagnostic assessments, sight words, letter and sounds, doing things such as their reading data, anything that they need for transition into their new year level.
Right.
Oh,
so all of those things continue. And depending on the school, my school, we're expected to continue teaching right up until sort of the last day of school.
Can I ask you a question? When an email goes around saying you don't need to send your kids on the last day or the last 2 days, let us know if you're not. Mm-hmm. You'd prefer them not to be there, right?
It depends on the school. So I've worked at a few different schools where, yes, you know, the last day they'll have sort of like a staff lunch and having less children there can be really helpful with moving classrooms and things like that.
Mm.
Other schools, they want their children to be there on that last day as well. But they'll have things like special assemblies, they'll have class parties, and so often teachers will organise special end of year events. on those last 2 days. So it really depends on the school.
See, I wouldn't be opposed to teachers teaching kids life skills in the last 2 weeks. Roll your cars in, get them to clean your cars.
Good one. All that
sort of stuff.
Yeah. Get them to program your TV.
Yeah. Yeah. How does this remote work? Yeah. Oh, I know. Scarlett taught me.
Yeah. Fix up the settings on my iPad. That's not a bad idea. Yes. Make it work for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ava.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you going?
Good. You teach prep.
I do teach prep. In fact, I'm a primary school teacher and a secondary school teacher, but presently I'm teaching prep. And 100% what our lovely teachers have said, school continues. We are full on teaching these children right up until the end.
And when do you finish?
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
But we do highly encourage students to attend all next week. We finish half day on a Friday, so we don't really mind if they take the Friday off so we can hit the pub a little earlier.
Yeah, I appreciate that honesty. What's with the half day? Because Maddie's not
kids
happy
finish
with...
at midday next Friday.
Yeah, you finish early so you can pick them up.
Yeah, that's because the teachers go off to their staff Christmas party because they are required to be at school right up until 3 o'clock. So they finish the kids off at 12 and then we
have a party
till 3. Yeah.
You can't complain when you finish on Friday early.
Yeah, no, not complaining. Yeah. But
no, not Maddie. You. Sorry, not you.
About Maddie.
I'm looking at.
He's like, I got to pick him up at 12.
Talking to me, Ava.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, no, look, the assessments are done. Reports are finalised by the end of this week. But we do 100% keep teaching them to prepare them for the next year.
I mean, we say this to you, Ava, like we haven't stopped working 2 weeks ago.
when does radio actually check out? September.
Why so late?
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Social media.
Social media.
And social media.
If anyone pays a subscription to follow someone they're a fan of, I would love to hear from you, 131060. It might be on OnlyFans and it might just not be the sexual content.
Right.
Because remember, some people on OnlyFans even were getting people to pay for a subscription for their pregnancy update.
You're right, yes.
Mm. So there was someone that I was following and I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to hear. Because it was like, oh, you know, I love a gender reveal.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, gender reveal. And I was like, yes. And then it was like, please pay for my OnlyFans to see it. And I was
like, what?
Oh, come on.
Come on.
But if I was a true fan, I would pay for it. And there's a lot of people that are getting, I guess, crucified for it at the moment, but it's in the States, you were saying, that Rebecca Judd, she is huge on social media and she's a very smart woman. She's a speech pathologist. She's got her own fashion line. She's got her own homeware. She does the activewear.
She's on television too, isn't she, on Channel 9?
She was. I think she stopped doing that. And then she was doing radio as well. Very busy. But people were like, what? What? Now you're charging on Instagram that for $7.49 a month, you can get exclusive access. And she's like, well, wait, it's happened over in the States. I think they're trialing it here.
Yeah, it's rolled out in America, but it's only new to Australia. So there's only a certain amount of people, I think, who can do it.
I don't mind it because there's a certain bunch of people I would pay $7 a month to not hear about their life. Is that an option?
But you're saying that you don't follow them on Instagram. So you just unfollow them.
The other thing that she's done, which I think is going to end up being a mistake, is in the subscription portion of it, she specifically says that she will answer your DMs.
She said within reason.
Right, yeah, she's giving them access to it. If you don't subscribe, you can't get into my DMs.
Yeah.
But if you do subscribe, you can get into my DMs. And I think that's not a door you want to open a jar of.
Well, that's the whole thing, though.
Of the creeps? Yeah, 100%.
No, but yeah, she's getting
just monitor
anyway.
It, yeah. I mean, you respond back to people in the DMs.
Yeah, I try. Yeah. Well, as many as you get time for. And even the same on comments on my videos I post, I try to reply to all the comments.
Because then there's the other one, Patreon that people are doing, and you can do $50 a month.
Wow.
You can charge, and you can get then exclusive access and different material. But yeah, would you, because you're big on TikTok.
Different sketches at a price kind of deal?
If there was market for it. Yeah, totally. I mean, it's an interesting thing, I think, for people who make social media content, because it is 100% free.
Yeah.
And it does come at a cost for people because they need to produce it.
Buy the gear.
Buy all the stuff.
But then the people that are doing it are getting money from it from doing endorsements.
Correct. They are. But also too, it's like anything like television.
Like free to air has changed.
Has always been free. But now we all pay for 7 different subscriptions to watch content on Stan and Netflix and stuff. So I think what's happening is it's trying to push to that way.
America also has satellite radio where you pay a subscription to the radio station.
That's true. So don't ask people whether they would pay for ours.
That is always a danger.
See, I love your skits. And, you know, I don't follow TikTok, but I follow on Instagram. But I wouldn't pay for it. I'd just ask you for a freebie. Like, hey, can you just do it for me now?
And that's the funny thing about friends, isn't it? When a friend starts a business, it's always your friends who want to support you by the free access.
Yeah.
Like, I love you.
There's other
career.
People that are paying for it. I get a free hand. What have you got today?
But I think
it would be a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a business. That's exactly what it is. Like, I don't knock people for doing this because, like you said, they've been giving away the content for free.
Yeah.
If they want to do it for paid, I guess, companies, that's still extra work.
Yeah. And it's got to be good because people might sign up to pay and then they go, what's the point of this? And then they can just unsubscribe. But, yeah, it is.
It's just different because we haven't had it. But I guess, you know, in a couple of years' time, we'll be going, oh, God. That's another subscription I forgot to cancel 2 years ago. I've been following this person.
They've done nothing.
How many? That's the thing, though.
How many do you follow? You've got to pick your favourite.
If you like 10 of them and they're all $7, that's $70 a month.
But that's how they get, because you don't think like that. You just go, it's only $7.
Even
all those streamings, if you add that up, you go, oh, that's actually a lot of money, but bit by bit, it's not that bad.
And to be fair, I reckon I've probably, in my lifetime, given my two sons probably close to $1,000 to buy digital clothes for their characters on video games.
Oh, yeah. Best not to think about that either.
That is so dumb.
Look how happy they are. Sweet skin.
Mm-hmm. Do you get to keep it after? No.
We're idiots, aren't we?
Mm.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Chatting to my mate Francie yesterday. He's an old mate of mine. Actually, the first guy when we finished high school, we moved in together, me and Francois. And that was a household to remember. That was two boys living together. We had paper plates, plastic cutlery. That way, figured we'd cut down on the cleaning. We had one pot. I had two sets of sheets, summer and winter. It was lovely.
You had no girlfriends come and visit. That's so surprising.
No, we both did.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah. Look at his face when he says that.
Oh, I did. Well, I did.
They came in and went, this place is a hovel. Next time we'll go to our place.
You have to pay extra for these conditions.
But just in the last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, he actually had open heart surgery. So I was calling in to check up on him and see how he was doing after the surgery. Big one. It's a big one, that one. Open up, go inside, have a look around.
Yeah. It really is what they call it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So weird. Yeah. And now they're doing it all different, though, as well, because my dad's having it, but he's having it through the leg.
Yeah, it depends on what you need done. Yeah, they can go up your thigh. That's what he'll get done next time.
Right.
It's a long way away. Wouldn't they go through the neck?
No, I don't know. I think that's too dangerous, I believe. I guess it's like the groin.
There's an artery that goes all the way up.
Right. Even the surgeon was like, well, let's just wait a little bit longer because the technology is advancing that much.
Oh, it really is, yeah.
Oh my God. I'm getting a new iPhone next week. Let's do it then.
No, yeah, it is. It's exactly like that.
He told him to delay it by 6 months because new technology.
Yeah.
I was like, bad, but the poor guys that just got it 6 months ago.
100%. And that is it. Well, even when I went for my nasal surgery for my polyps to be removed, I went like 7-8 years ago and I was dying. And I was like, I need to get this fixed. And the expert said, oh, look, with the way it is, we take them out, but there's an 80% chance they'll grow back. I went, okay, well, we won't worry about it. I went back 5 years later going, I'm going to claw my face off. And he went, oh, no, with the medical science now, it's 80% chance they won't grow back. And that's kind of what's happened with my mate Francis, because he's always had a weak ticker and he always knew that he was going to have this surgery eventually.
Genetics?
They thought it would be more like 50, 55, but he had a few issues that we'll do it now. But that exact same thing where they gave him the choice of two things. He could get a bovine artery, which a cow. Instead, they used to use pig, now they use cow.
Why did they change?
Don't know. Or get a mechanical one. And even with, he went with the bovine one, and even with that, so then in the next few years, he'll need another operation, maybe in another 10, 15 years. But with this bovine one, and it's new technology, they do the thigh thing. They go up through the thigh to the valve, insert another thing that reinflates that valve, and it's good to go. But he said the same thing. The doctor said, look, the second part of this technology isn't confirmed yet. It's not approved, but it will be by the time you need it. So get this one.
Well, I said to my dad, do you get it free if you're the first?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, he's actually, yeah, he's a little bit experimental with this one. They don't do it very often. He's like, but we need people to do it. And he's like, yeah, it will be approved. And he's like, all the companies, they put all their money in this basket. We know it's going to be approved. So rather than doing it later and then waiting for it, you know, just get the thing now and eventually you'll have it. It won't be any problems. But he got the choice of two ways to go. He could go the bovine one with the up the thigh, mm-hmm. or he could get a mechanical one. And the thing that blew my mind with the mechanical one, he goes, A, it can, it's mechanical, so obviously there's more that can go wrong with it rather than the biological valve. But the other thing is, you tick. It ticks.
Like it makes,
you tick.
It makes a sound.
Yeah.
It's a ticking
like
sound.
You tick like a clock.
Why That's, does it make a sound?
Because it's a mechanical thing.
I know, but I would have thought, like, you can get a lot of machines to do it quietly.
Yeah. No,
like, I'm saying, do they want it to tick?
So that's what we were talking about. We're like, imagine if you were just out walking.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Your life would be an episode of 60 Minutes.
Someone come up and tap you on the face like you do with your watch.
Yeah. It can't be that loud, because a lot of people have had it. And I haven't heard anyone tick, tick.
I don't know if you'd notice it unless they told you. You know, one of those things where if someone said, hey, listen to that.
I mean, if you had one, wouldn't you go, shh?
Yeah.
Listen to that.
Come and listen to
that. Well, that was what I was. I think it would drive me mad. Yeah. Like, I'm one of those people, if I get into a hotel room and it's got one of those clocks. That
yeah, or a fan that's uneven. I'm like, no.
Imagine if you just tucked the whole time.
Imagine if the technology advanced so much it was like a mobile phone where you could actually pick the sound at which it made.
You pick your ringtone.
You know, you pick your ringtone on your phone. Like this, you go, no, I don't like that one.
You make it sound like those bears, you know, the Build-A-Bears, where you can put your own sound in it.
Is so my what house do you still
want
going?
Yours? Yep. Oh, no, everyone's got that one. Every time it does it, I think it's my heart. It's not. It's Jerry's. Put something else on.
And when I'm talking to my wife, it's Snow Patrol, because that's our song.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.